Listen and take notes to answer these questions about each speaker. Listen again if necessary.
Betty's song. There's nothing I like more than curling up with a good book. I like all kinds of literature, novels, general fiction, short stories. I also read a lot of books written by Japanese authors, translated into Chinese. My favorite author, though, is Chang Ailing. She is a very famous author from China. Her work has inspired women for many generations. I like to read whenever I have a bit of quiet time, like early in the morning or during lunch hour, and at night when I'm lying in bed. I usually read in a small room next to my living room. It's like a small library with good natural sunlight. I really don't enjoy reading in coffee shops or other public places. I need a quiet space to read. For me, reading is a spiritual experience that gives me great personal satisfaction. Television and movies can't do that. I can't understand why anyone doesn't enjoy reading. I can't think of any better way to relax, to forget the pressure of each day.
Silvio Ferrante, I really like to keep up with the news. I get the paper delivered on weekends, so that's when I enjoy reading it most, pretty much from the first to the last page. During the week, I enjoy skimming through the newspaper in a cafe. But the weekend is the best time. There's nothing like lying in bed with the paper, a good cup of coffee, and some croissants or toast. Or, when the weather's nice, sitting in the garden and reading about what's going on in the world. And, well, I have to admit, one of my favorite places to read is in the, bathroom. I can spend a good half hour there reading the paper. Aside from newspapers, I really enjoy stopping at newsstands and spending about 5 or 10 minutes browsing through magazines. And of course, I also enjoy going to bookshops and checking out the latest novels, particularly historical novels. I just can't seem to read enough of those.
Melissa White. I don't really consider myself to be a big reader, because I don't actually read a lot of books. Most of the reading I do is either on the internet or in newspapers. I can't start my day without skimming through the newspaper during breakfast, checking out what's going on in local news or maybe what's going on in business. Mainly, I just look for the articles that look interesting, and I save them for later when I get back home from work. Then I like to curl up on the sofa with my newspaper and a good cup of tea. The truth is, I don't have a lot of time for reading books, and I don't have a lot of interest in reading them. Once in a while, I'll read one of the bestsellers or a good romance novel, but I spend a lot more time surfing the internet, checking out my favorite blogs. That's where I get my information from, and my entertainment. It works for me.